Hello everyone, this is Jerry, and today I will take the final episode of the Serial Warfare. And today, I want to mainly talk about one event. It is the Syria gas attack. And this happened during the 2017, April 4th. And according to a part of the video, it shows that a Syria governmental army's jet was throwing the gas bombs into the civilian targets, and according to the one group which arrived at the target first, and it said there was at least 400 casualties, and this caused Trump and NATO. And it's caused U.S. and its and NATO joining the Syrian warfare. It finally led to some direct conflict between U.S. and the Russians. And somehow, and there is some evidence shows that Syria has no need to attack this target. And first of all, this group, the group which arrived at the place first is the White Helmet, and the White Helmet was being suggested that it have some direct relationship with terrorist groups, and this group was being exposed that it have some terrorist attacks happen in Syria, and also this group is mainly like to built by U.S. and also that the Syria is no need to throw the gas bombs at this target because the Syria already gets the and Syria already get the advantage of the warfare. So there's no need for the Syria government army to throw bombs at this kind of target. And also, by an unnamed officers in the Syria armies, he said Syria will never use the gas bombs, gas weapons, and whenever. And this all suggested that there's no need for the Syrian armies to throw this kind of target, to attack this kind of target, especially use this kind of anti-humanity problems. And also, there is a news, and also, and here I want to talk something kind of like a reflection of the Syrians and of the Chinese peoples, and so because they are not joining the Syria warfare at least, and they are only like a kind of like neutral states. So there are mainly one group of kind of people, and in China, the most people do not think and support and think that Syria governmental army will use the gas weapons to attack the civilians, and in their opinions, this gas attack event is only made by the U.S. U.S. try to use this event to get the an appropriate excuse to attack the Syrians. And somehow, in my like interview, I found that most like our foreign teachers considered this as the Syrian governmental army was considered this action for a long period of time, and finally they used this kind of gas weapons to finish the war as quick as possible. And here, I do not join the Syria warfare actually, but I still consider this action is not appropriate, especially for these people. Just like I said before, there's no need, and there's no kind of like. And there's no kind of like the need for them to throw the gas weapons. And also, I think as long as this country still have responsible, and there's no need for them to throw this kind of weapons, and especially for Syrians. And even though that the Syrians was facing big challenges, but how could the Syrians throw weapons to their domestic people and their allies? It's ridiculous for me to consider this kind of actions. And In this end, I want to next talk about something following about this gas attack. And after that, the American President Donald Trump was signed that they were joining the Syria wars. And in this year, we could see that the U.S. Navy was sending their aircraft carriers, and they use and bombs and other things to attack the Syria's military base, and it caused casualties. And also in the Americans' allies, for example, like NATO, and they also joined the Syria war, and they also joined the Syria warfare. And we could finally see that Syria is becoming a kind of a tiny world wars. And the reason why I say so, because the Syria's fate is no longer controlled by Syrian people itself. It's mainly controlled by the two groups. One is US and another is Russia. And also in this warfare, we could see the people use all the kind of advanced weapons to attack and to even examine to attack enemy targets. And just except the gas weapons and all the kind of new type of weapons was only used and to try to get Syria and try to get the win of the wars. Let's review something about the Syrians. And the Syrians. And finally, I want to end this episode by somehow like kind of conclusion of the Syria warfare. And the Syria warfare, which started in 2011, it's already caused so big casualties and humanity disasters. And I think, and it's only become. And who will consider this action will just start as the serious presence against of somehow like the propaganda that did not play advantage role of him. And this war is already like make so many huge casualties, and it's already make the world, not even Syrian, the world is concerned about these things. And I still remember that the Syrian ambassador, when they was finished a kind of like meeting at the in the UN, he was being really disappointed, and this picture was being took by an American journalist. This war is not a kind of like a correct war. It's just like a kind of like evil war. And all the people, all of the countries, their advantage, their profit, was all being mixed in these wars. And it's finally led to the civil war. It's not becoming a civil war. It's more likely to become a world warfare, a small world warfares. And who will know that is this tiny world war will finally lead to another bigger war. Who will know? But one thing we can make is sure that the Syrians, even though they could win the war, and the countries will not belong to the Syria anymore. And more possibly is that the US and the Russia will divide the parts of the Syrians, and they also possibly to become, they also possibly to have an independence area which can controlled by the extreme and the nationalism peoples. And in the end, I really want to hope that the Syrians could end the war and let this kind of chaos end as quickly as they can. Thank you for listening.